In another student shortcoming, New York Times columnist David Brooks reported that this week, young people lack an ability to define and discuss a quote-unquote universal morality. Should we be alarmed by this, and what should we be doing about it?
I don't even know what the hell he means by it, so I have trouble being too alarmed by
it. Well, if you read the article, which I thought was quite good.
I try not to read the New York Times. It makes just gives me...
All right. Even
hives.
David Brooks.
Oh, my God. You know, the qualification to be a conservative writing on The New York Times is you've got to spend the majority of your time poor mouthing other conservatives.
Right.
So.
OK, fair enough. But in this article, he reported on a book that's out that talks a big survey of young people defined as, I think, between about 19 and 23. And it was
whose book is this? Not William Damon's book, is it?
No, not okay. William Damon's. I forget the name of the author. Daniela will try to find it out. Is to look at can young people talk intelligently about issues of virtue and morality, right and wrong? It wasn't about their behavior. It wasn't whether or not they were, you know, going out there having promiscuous sex or not. It wasn't anything like that. But it was, you know, can they talk about just these, you know, commonly held cultural values? And the basic line was no. They, you know, they've grown up in an era where the message has been all values are neutral. You know, it's all about personal preference. You know, basically that, you know, maybe there is no capital R right and capital W wrong. So we just don't want to really talk about it anyways because we don't want to offend anybody. The point is, look,
I certainly totally, you know,
by the way, Christian Smith, a Notre Dame sociologist. Okay.
I mean, I totally buy that kind of observational critique of what we're doing. But is there any evidence that 18 to 23 year olds could articulate this stuff coherently 20 or 40 years ago?
Yeah, no, I think that's a great point. And plenty of reasons.
I remember when I was 18, I was 18 to 23 in the 80s. Arguably before a lot of the modern push for relativism, I have no confidence that I could have articulated any of that coherently.
Right, and don't even get us started on your behavior back then.
Psh, let's not go there.
So I guess that's a fair point. I mean, my concern is that, I mean, there's the cultural relativism point, and then there's also just the issue of in public schools today, these are the sorts of things that it's very hard to do because schools say, look, I've got, you know, all kinds of cultures represented here, diverse population, all kinds of different values. I'm going to just offend somebody if we teach any of this stuff at all. Even when it comes to teaching 9/11, how, mm-hmm. you know, are we going to teach about radical Islam and how the people behind that wanted to, you know, bring America down and they're bona fide enemy, all that stuff. Well, no, we don't want to offend anybody. You know, so they end up just ignoring these topics. Mm-hmm. And one of the great benefits of schools,
or even worse, doing this mealy-mouthed kind of warm, they don't ignore it,
yeah.
but they give you these cleaned up McDonald's, yeah. you know, yeah. Happy Meal versions
right.
of it.
And let's just talk about being tolerant and let's peace. And well,
it's nobody's just a part fault. It was 19 guys unrelated right. to any country or
right.
philosophy or ideology on earth.
Right. So, you know, if you're in a school of choice, certainly a private school, but maybe also a charter school, other schools of choice, you know, and the school is founded around a set of values that people buy into, then you have more leeway to teach from a specific position, you know, to have a more clear moral voice on issues like this.
So does this, Kristen Smith, I mean, is there anything in this book which actually compares 18 to 23-year-olds who've come out of private school, for instance, or coherent curricular programs as opposed to others?
David Brooks did not report that, but we will look into it.
Not surprised. I mean, that is the kind of stuff that would actually impress me. That would be really interesting.
Rick.
But I'm not surprised the New York Times skipped past it.
So, Rick, you say Rick Hess is right and the New York Times is wrong.